right.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Janae Duran lives at the end of a cul-de-sac in her neighborhood in Springfield, Missouri. Inside, her house looks less like a home and more like a daycare center.
Yeah, it's nap time, so everybody's kind of laying down.
Duran began providing unlicensed home daycare, sort of by accident. Last fall, she came across a posting on Craigslist from a mother who was desperate for childcare. The woman had an 8-month-old baby and works the 5 a.m. shift at a local fast food chain. She could only afford $12 a day for childcare. Duran says her story really hit home.
You just feel sorry for them. Don't make me cry. You just, a lot of single moms and, oh my goodness. And I was a single mom, and so you just want to give back, basically.
Most formal licensed care would not have worked for this single mom. If it weren't for unlicensed or informal care, a parent with these kinds of special circumstances might not have any options. There are parents like these and providers like Duran all over the country. But unlike formal care, the informal child care sector remains undocumented, and its size and value is something economists and policymakers are only beginning to understand.
We know how many children there are, and we know things about their household. We know a lot about the formal child care sector, and that leaves a gap in the number of children who are clearly are not being cared for through the formal sector.
Dr. Thomas Johnson is co-author of a study that for the first time estimates the value of the informal child care sector in the state of Kansas, using data from 2005. Informal child care, in this case, is any form of unlicensed child care given by a neighbor or family member or even a kind stranger on Craigslist.
About 61% of total child care economics can be accounted for by the informal sector.
Johnson says the reason the informal sector was so large was because Kansas is a largely rural state, and in this study, rural areas were more dependent on the informal sector than urban areas. And, Johnson says, this could be true of lots of states with large rural populations, where access to formal care is more limited.
As a result, we were missing, in the state of Kansas, about $1 billion in a gross domestic product.
What that means is that parents using informal child care in Kansas would be willing to trade $1 billion in other things for that service. But Carol Scott, CEO of Child Care Aware of Missouri, says the problem with informal care is that the quality is mostly unknown.
Just as there is poor care in the licensed child care sector, there could be great care in the unlicensed child care sector. And the problem is we just don't have any information because no one ever sees those facilities.
Duran worries if she gets licensed, she'd have to charge more, and the families who really need care, especially the mom paying $12 a day, will be left behind again.
I mean, I'm not going to charge, you know. If she can't pay it, that doesn't mean that child should have a bad day.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler.